Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I think about, John, you know, before we show this clip, to realize that, you know, Heritage USA, which is in Fort Mill, South Carolina, is where Morningstar Ministries is today.
Wow.
And Rick Joyner felt called by the Lord to help bring, to redeem that property and to minister to Jim Baker, who was over that property. And of course, Jim Baker, you know, is wonderful, doing well, and delivered 33 prophetic words. The only one of them is missing at this point, which is nuclear material inside of Israel. And, but what's interesting, what we're about to see is on that very property, on that very same place where you just saw Rick Joyner earlier talk about the prophetic word that's going on. And we have him, we have Jim Baker interviewing David Wilkerson, asking him about, you know, the future. And listen how we're actually, this is, and this is, are we in that today? Has this happened? Is this the moment in time? Let's go back in time and watch this prophecy and think, are we in that moment today? Watch.
Right now, I'd like you to welcome to PTL the author of The Cross and the Switchblade, the president of Teen Challenge, Dave Wilkerson. It's so nice to have you with us today to share what God's doing all over this world.
I look forward to it.
Dave, your new book, Racing Towards Judgment, that's an awesome title. What is it about?
That's the follow-up of the book I wrote 3 years ago called The Vision. The Vision book is a very controversial book because I was talking about calamities coming to the United States. I really saw, I believe, call it vision, a word from the Lord, 2 weeks in a row, every night, an awesome sense of calamity coming to the nation as a result of its sin, rampant sin. I talked about earthquakes hitting the nations in the world and drought conditions. And when it first came out, I lost an awful lot of support. People who thought I should stick to drug addicts. And I was consequently driven to my Bible. Even some of my very closest, dearest friends thought that I had gone off the deep end. But I got a historical view of how God deals with nations who reach what I call flashpoints. When they reach these certain points of violence, for example, when the nation became violent, God said, I'll destroy it. Every time Jerusalem, Israel, Babylon became violent, God destroyed it. The prophet Nahum, for example, came to Nineveh. No, Jonah preached and Nineveh repented. 150-year reprieve was given to Nineveh. And along comes the prophet Nahum, and he said, now God's going to destroy you, and I'm going to give you five reasons. He said, you've become an alcoholic society. You become drunken. He said, your men have become as women. Your leaders have become as grasshoppers. Now, how can God destroy Nineveh for these five sins and allow us to commit the five same sins rampantly and get away with it? There's no possibility of that. I warned about the moral landslide 3 years ago that we'd have X-rated movies on television after midnight, and a number of cities now on cable television have X-rated movies. We're going to see the devil glorified on television. We're going to see nudity on primetime television. And it's the prophet Nahum's prophecy coming to pass. And I believe judgment is suspended over America right now. And people who try to, I call them the prophets of prosperity and the, you know, those who gloss over it and say everything's going to turn out all right. That's the other extreme. They hide their faces to all the things that are happening. These prophets of prosperity who want to turn it all the way around, all they want to do is talk about the good things with it totally rejecting that anything bad is happening in America. And in my study of every society, in the past 6,000 years, we've destroyed 20 civilizations. 20 civilizations have come and gone, and every one of them the same patterns. We've never learned from history, and always just before judgment has been a prosperity wave.
You said that judgment is suspended over America. What do you mean by that?
I believe that he's withholding judgment. And the only reason America hasn't been judged at this point, God calls judgment a bow, and he's stringing the bow tighter. waiting, and I hear a sound of a trumpet. I really do. I believe God is trying to say to this nation, I'm giving you one last merciful call. I think, though, Jim, the American people think the United States is immune to judgment, that we're some special island of prosperity and blessing. We see it happen to Japan and Italy and Peru and South America. We see it happen all around us. We think that we're immune, either because we have to evangelize the world or because we've been good to the Jewish nation, that God's going to spare us. But not so. I really believe that if we sin as Sodom, we pay the price as Sodom. New York City will go bankrupt. We're going to see financial chaos without repentance and a total turn to God. We're going to see another recession that made the last one look just like nothing, and it'll be a long-lasting one. God's going to purge this nation by judgment if he has to, because righteousness will prevail.
What is the answer? What is the key, Lord? How are we going to make it through? What's going to happen?
So, you know, prophets, you determine if they're true prophets or not based on if it comes to pass or not. And it's no fun. I mean, it is really no fun, you know, being having to tell a truth that's uncomfortable. But when you're in ministry, because what you mean servant of God, and you have to answer to God, whatever you're called to do, whatever that is, you got to do it.
You don't have a choice.
And I believe it's Ezekiel 17, where he says that if you don't, then it's still going to happen. But those that suffer, that the bloodshed will be on your hands.
Mm. Yeah.
And so just trying to keep clean hands when you know something's really tough.
Yeah.
And here we are at this moment in time. You got gangs, five gangs coming in, shooting out with the police. We have riots in the streets. We have earthquakes. ISIS is spreading everywhere. We have grasshopper type leadership. Mm. You know, when you see these things going on, it's like he's in history. He's never seen a nation survive. And think about it. Every single nation, their last words before they ended were, "Everything's never been better."
Wow.
Because you're just at that point, you're thinking, there's no reason to repent. There's no reason to admit. We got this thing.
Yeah, we're good. We got it.
1929. I don't remember, but the president reports came out in 1929 and said, everything is okay. Mm. In 24 hours, John, the economy crashed in 24 hours.
Wow.
And then you had went straight from, you know, prosperity to soup kitchens and bread lines and not enough and 30% unemployment record. You're looking at the...
Think about today. Yeah. They say that our national debt is $17 trillion when the International Monetary Fund says that the true debt is closer to $220 trillion. You think about all the economies across Europe that are just literally held together with Band-Aids. Reports are that it just takes one of those nations, like little old Greece or Cyprus, to fall, and then the dominoes begin to, you know, go all the way across the world.
And you think about one of the visions the Lord gave me was the paper money being sucked off the face of the earth and it turned to fire. But the IMF reports,
International Monetary Fund,
they just reported that they want to get rid of all paper money.
Yes.
And they want to digitize money and make it illegal to have paper money.
Wow.
And we are entering into that day and time, and it's based on economies, because he says that you won't be able to do business. You can't buy or sell without buying into the system. Mm-hmm. Specifically, is Mark of the Beast. I believe it's in Revelation chapter 12. And we got to wake up. I mean, we always project and say, you know, not in my lifetime. It's like, it looks like right now that these things are being fulfilled all the way around us. You know, Anne Graham, I believe it, she says specifically, she feels like the time is now.
May
no
day.
Man knows the day or the hour, but I would see it. There was going to be a time. Prophetically, it is happening, and we want to be ready. We don't want to be like the five virgins, you know, that weren't ready. There's five that were, five that weren't. We want to be those ones that are ready, leaning for, expecting our Lord to return. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you for these warnings. I thank you for David Wilkinson's life. I thank you for Rick Joyner. I thank you, Lord, for these police officers who stood up and defended the community, God. And we just pray for those that are listening right now, Father God, that you would comfort them, that you would give them dreams and visions, that you would speak to them, God, that we would be able to rise up in this day and be the light, the church that you've called us to do. God, I ask you to send revival, Lord. Send a third great awakening, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends.
We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.